You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. 1 year ago today, two police officers shot and killed an unarmed black man, Stephon Clark, in his grandmother's backyard in Sacramento. State Attorney General Javier Becerra announced earlier this month there would be no criminal charges made against the officers. This past weekend, the Clark family and the Sacramento community marked the anniversary with a number of events, including a vigil this morning where the keynote speaker was Reverend Al Sharpton. Our friends at Capital Public Radio have been covering the events, and the Clark case. Editor Nick Miller joins me now. Welcome to the show, Nick Miller.
Thank you.
1 year since the killing of Stephon Clark. The family and the community has been grieving and dealing with this for a whole year, but this weekend was special. Can you tell us what this weekend has been like and what kind of events have been happening?
So Stephon Clark was fatally shot in a neighborhood called Meadowview in South Sacramento. And this weekend was a celebration with events every day. They were calling it the Stephon Clark Legacy Weekend. Mm-hmm. It was everything from Friday night. There was an event for teens that focused on mental health and gave people a safe place to have conversations about police violence, use of force. Saturday, there was a mother's brunch in Meadowview, and then on Sunday, there was a gathering for teens, sort of a teen summit where there was basketball and art and games and poetry. And then today, it's culminating with a remembrance ceremony at a church, which is actually adjacent to the home where Clark was shot by two police officers a year ago today. And at that church, the family will be speaking. Reverend Al Sharpton is returning to Sacramento to speak. He'll deliver a keynote address. And they're also having some other community events at the church as well today.
Mm-hmm. And I know Capital Public Radio spoke to Stephon Clark's brother, Stevante Clark. Just this question about what was the last year like? You know, he said, you got people in your face asking you to do political campaigns, and I'm just trying to grieve. So did you talk to him?
We've actually had several conversations with Stevante throughout the past year. And the perception of him in the days and weeks after the shooting was that he was very publicly and even tragically grieving. He was having what he or others have described as sort of a mental health episode. He was arrested. He disrupted a council meeting. He was very vocal and loud. He appeared on national TV, and there were some sort of episodes that made the rounds on YouTube. And he was, you know, having a really difficult time. Now he's sort of become more focused and speaking with more intent about what he wants to accomplish. He's serving on city committees. He's focusing on use of force legislation. But yeah, when he reflected on the past year, he described it as weird. He said, you know, people are always hitting you up. They're coming out of nowhere. Politicians want to be your friend. They want to get, you know, you to support this, support that. And I think it's worth noting, too, that this is the second brother that he's lost to gun violence. So it's not something that he hasn't experienced before, and yet he's describing it as something that most people will never be able to relate to in their life.
Right. Well, it's been a weekend of grieving and remembering, and it will be tonight. But I'm wondering what the messaging is also, if there's any strong messages coming out that you're hearing, because State Attorney General Becerra and Sacramento County DA Schubert both have said they would not bring criminal charges against the two policemen. And so I'm wondering, what are people talking about? And are there any hopes for any kind of other kind of movement?
There are, and there are several messages. One of the biggest is a focus on the Capitol and the State House and lawmakers here in Sacramento, and they're really pushing to redefine and change laws that govern how and when officers can use deadly force. Mm-hmm. Specifically, they're looking at a bill called Assembly Bill 392, and that would change the standard to when they feel threatened or they feel they're in danger to it was necessary. Mm-hmm. So there's this conversation about changing those laws. Here in Sacramento today, Sharpton wants to see lawmakers adopt a Stephon Clark law, which would require an officer who uses deadly force or lethal force to appear before a grand jury. Mm-hmm. Now, it's unclear whether any lawmakers are going to take on that policy and what that would look like. That's something that's very new and developing this morning. And then everyone's also sort of looking forward to the internal review being done by the Sacramento Police Department. You know, it's been a year since the shooting, and the Sacramento Police Department has yet to release its findings for whether these officers should remain on the force or whether they'll be terminated. And that report is expected any day now.
Mm. What's been the general mood in the city? The protests really have been going on for this past year, and now there's these new laws that might be adopted. What has been the mood across the city? Does it feel like change is going to happen?
It's interesting that you asked that, because I spoke this morning to an individual, and he's a local activist. He works with young Black men and women in the community of Meadowview. And I asked him, I said, hey, how do you feel a year later when you look back on how this case has evolved? Do you feel like you've had an impact? Do you feel like things are changing? And he said, no. He said, what I feel like is people are finally at the table and available to have a conversation about police violence. But I don't feel like things are changing in a positive way or as quickly as he would like to see. So I feel like there's this frustration, there's this anger that's parallel to the grieving, which is still going on. I mean, when the district attorney, Anne-Marie Schubert, announced earlier this month that she was going to decline to prosecute the two officers who killed Stephon Clark, there wasn't anger or outrage in those hours after her announcement. The local Black Lives Matter chapter gathered at a police station in South Sacramento, and the mood was very somber. And part of it might be attributed to the fact that they've anticipated this outcome for so long, for 11 months, but people were sad. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, 2 days later, there was a protest in one of the wealthier neighborhoods in Sacramento where hundreds of people marched through the streets, and the law enforcement agencies working the protest ended up arresting 84 people, which is remarkable because in the prior year of protests, we've had fewer than 5 people arrested during these demonstrations. Mm-hmm. So the tenor of the protest is very fluid. You know, there's mm-hmm. the grief and the sadness, but also just a deep frustration with things aren't changing at the pace people would like to see them evolve.
So what's it like today? And in terms of police presence, in terms of kind of the vibe in the city, is it tense or, you know, is it calm? What's happening today? What does it feel like there?
You know, so far today, I think people are reflecting. There is a vigil and a, quote, take the streets demonstration scheduled for tonight at 6:00. And this is literally blocks away at a light rail public transit station, blocks away from the home where Clark was killed.
That's organized by Black Lives Matter.
Correct. And other prominent activist groups in our community. Mm-hmm. And I think that protest will be an opportunity to be introspective as well, but also, you know, they want to take the streets. There's going to be marching through the streets. Now, the police department took a lot of heat for arresting 84 people a couple weeks ago, so I would be surprised if there was a meaningful show of force. But, you know, there's going to be a meaningful demonstration tonight. More than 1,000, maybe nearly 1,500 people have RSVP'd to the event on Facebook so far, so we're expecting a rather large turnout.
And Oakland and Sacramento are not that far from one another. So, you know, and part of the reason why we're a local Bay Area show, but the case of Stephon Clark has touched a lot of people here in the Bay Area. In fact, I think many people from the Bay Area went out or are going out Friday. So our communities are connected.
I think for Bay Area audiences who are familiar with the narrative of Oscar Grant and how his death 10 years ago really transformed the city of Oakland and moved the discussion of police violence onto the front burner at City Hall and in places of power. I think that's what's happening here in Sacramento and here at the California State Capitol because of Stephon Clark. And it's interesting to see the parallels of what places like Oakland and Ferguson and other cities across the country have gone through. And now that's happening here in Sacramento.
That's Nick Miller, editor at Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. They've been covering the Stephon Clark case and the memorial events. We've got a link to that coverage at klw.org.